Blog Talk Radio.
Through roots of
I sing, for I cannot be silent. His love is the theme of my song. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, now I love to proclaim it in tongues wherever I am.
Surrender. My people then. Now we're soon 7:40 and they don't come on. Good evening, my dear beloved. This is Sister Powell. She will be the host tonight. God is so good. He's so great. I'm calling from Kingston, Jamaica. Myself here and Sister Annie. He's here giving thanks to God. So before we go any further, let us offer a word of prayer. Father, Father, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a blessed, blessed privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Father, we thank you for your love towards us. We thank you for a well-spent day that gone down in history. We thank you for your guardian angels that watch over each one of us, taking us out on the road, and you brought us back home safely. We thank you for your protection. We thank you, Father, for the people who we met this day. We thank you for the words that we have shared with them. We thank you, Father, for your presence, the Holy Spirit. And most of all, we thank you because we do know that you are a God who forgives us of all our many sins. So this evening, we come to you, presenting to you all our sins, all our burdens, and our problems, because we know that you are our problem keeper. As we gather at your welcome table this evening to listen for you from your word, fresh bread from heaven, we ask you to pour your Holy Spirit upon us. Use us mightily, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Yes, my dear beloved, again on Advent El Thursday, welcome. We only have a few on the line, but my father told us that where two or three gathered together doing the things concerning Israel, he is in the midst. So I know he is in the midst amongst us. And I'm so thankful to know that he is here and how good and how great he is to us. So tonight we are going to have our opening song. You know, we want a nice opening song tonight, and then we will have our scripture reading. And our opening song is Edna, right? All right, we just listen to the... Okay. Sometimes the wear them is so fine to wait to say. Okay. All right. Please to listen to our opening song. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. At the heart's portal, he's waiting and watching. watching for you and for me. Come home, come home. You are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh sinners, come home. Why should we tarry when Jesus is pleading, pleading for you and for me? Why should we linger and yield not his mercies? Mercies for you and for me. Come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh sinners, come home. Think of the wonderful love he has promise for you and for me. Though we have sinned, he has mercy and pardon, pardon for you and for me. Come home, come home. You are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. Praise the Lord. My dear beloved, the song said Jesus is calling us and he wants us to come home. As those promises, he's begging us to come home. And this evening, as we gather at his welcome table, our scripture passage will be taken from Genesis 1:29 and the last part of 30, and also 3 John 1-4 and Revelation 22:1. So I am going to ask if you would like to read, the first scripture. You can, Sister Anjali will be reading the first scripture, Father, Genesis 1:29. Thank you, Sister Anjali.
Okay, my dear. Genesis 1, verse 29. It says, and God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. Wherein there is life, where it is now. And to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given you every green herb for meat. And it was so.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Angelia. Anyone else would like to read 3 John? 3 John 1-4. Can I identify yourself if you'd like to read? Okay.
I'll read it.
I will read that. Encouragement and reproof. The elder unto the well-beloved Gallus, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. Prayer and the reading. The Lord wants us to walk in the truth. Our Lord wants us to prosper and be in good health. Our Lord had provided for us the food that we should eat. And my dear beloved, he loves us so much that he said, I want you girls, I want you men, big children, to walk in the truth. And what is the truth? Sometimes we have to ask, what is the truth, Sister Angelique? What
the
is the
word,
truth?
The word as spoken by God.
Okay.
And his prophet.
All right, the word that's spoken by God. That's the truth, and the truth have to be mentioned, the truth have to be shared out there so that the people will be well-equipped so that they can know that our Lord Jesus give us the word, give us the light, and want us to bear these fruits and these traits and his character so we can tell the world what is happening. The second coming of Christ is coming soon, right? And we have to be ready. Our last scripture passage is taken from Revelation 22:1-2, and I'm going to open the line for this reader, 225-337, thank you for your name, and thank you for coming on.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters, and I'm going to read Revelation 22, verses 1 through 3.
Revelation 22, 1 through 2.
1 and 2.
1 through 4. Okay. Okay. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manners of fruit, and yield her fruit every month. And and the leaves of the trees were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their forehead.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Leola, for reading Revelation. God promised us, Sister Leola, that tree of life, and Sister Leola, we are working right towards that tree of life. When he comes, we will all experience once more that tree of life that was in the Garden of Eden. It is going to be restored unto us. And also the tree of life is going to bear all different fruits of the Leola and Sister Angeli and myself and all who are on this line so that we will able to eat those fresh fruits and enjoy the blessings that God has provided for us. So I just want to say thank you for reading. And now, my dear beloved, God has given us, he gave us 10 commandments, and also we have extra, commandments, just like the 10 commandments, the 8 laws of health, and he wants us to prosper, and he wants us to share his health message, because of this health message is the right arm to the gospel, right? The right arm to the gospel. So he gave us new stars, and the new end stands, what? Nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, temperance, fear, rest, and trust in God. We have to trust in God, and we have to follow his command. So now is the time, my dear beloved. I know you have been using some natural remedy, and also you, I know you are sharing it to your friends and your brothers and sisters that boost your immune system, that you use to boost your immune system during the past year and even at the present time. So now is the time you are, you can share some of these wonderful, wonderful natural remedy. So you can start it to share now, my dear beloved. Okay, open this line. 225-337, your line is open. Welcome again. 225.
Amen. Good evening, Sister Powell. This is Sister Leola calling from New Orleans, Louisiana again. I just want to thank the Lord for his goodness. I got up this morning at 5:30, and I had to go and get a I had to go and bring my car in for the install of a new signal. They had to download that, and then I had a dental appointment. Let me tell you, the gentleman did my dental work. He drilled in my mouth all that long time, and he had to take a tooth off, and then because it had been put on and it caused some sharp edges, he took it off and he's going to put it back on. But guess what he told me? He said, "I will pay for your crown." And I told the girl, I said, "He's going to pay for my crown?" She said, "He's going to pay for it." I said, "Oh, thank you, Lord." And then when he finished, Sister Power, no pain. I have no pain. But this is what I take for my tooth when I'm done getting, after it's finished bleeding and all that. I take the oregano oil, and I also take the oregano oil for pain, and garlic peels, the little garlic peels. It's called colic, something like that. It's called the cake. I take those garlic peels for my antibiotic. And then I'm going to make me a tonic with turmeric and some other things, ginger and all these things help boost your immune. So I will do that tomorrow. So, and I'm hoping that my brothers and sisters, I know most everybody do that, do they immune health with the turmeric, garlic, onion and all those things. So, Sister Power, that's what I wanted to share today. And I want to thank you for praying for safe traveling, because I just come from a couple of hours. Now I'm in Baton Rouge, and now I'm getting ready to go home. So thank you so much for praying for safe traveling, Mercy, because I was traveling also. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Leola, for sharing, and also traveling, Mercy. And you went to the dentist to work this morning. And you know what? You are satisfied with the job. And thank God that we are able to use our natural remedy to, you know, help the pain. Right? So God is so good and God is great. And he's also worthy to be praised. All right, my dear beloved, I'm going to open some line here. 240-988, your line has been opened.
How do you, beloved? How are you doing? It is a blessing to hear, Sister Leola, you're in a prayer. Can you hear me? You're in our prayers.
Yes, yes.
And God is so good, right? He's an on-time God. I told you there is so much that is going on, but I am so glad that even in the storm, I can give God praise. Amen. Even in the trials, even in the tribulation, I can give God praise. And so we have, I'm on this committee, and I don't know how I got on the committee. And so anyway, they're planning a Black History program for the kids. And, you know, and so normally when we do a Black History program, we'll definitely have, like, in the evening where the parents can come and participate. And one of the things that I know, being an educator, is that you get parents involved when their kids are in performances. They're always excited. But since the pandemic, they haven't really been doing any kind of assembly, which, you know, that's understandable. But, you know, the pandemic has kind of been lit for a minute. And so there's a young lady that is, she's the chair of the committee. And so my question is, she's a first-year teacher. Last year was her first year. So she's not even in, she's not even a full second-year teacher. So she's ahead of the chair. She's the chair for the committee. No problem. But I found out that when we were doing the, when, you know, we kind of celebrate and work on program for the different diversity of our population. But when we were doing the Hispanic Heritage, they were all excited. She was excited. She was in. She wanted to do this. But when it came to celebrate our Black boys and girls that are, you know, I mean, our school is predominantly African-American Black kids and Black teachers, you don't want to do that, right? And so she made a statement like, well, I know, you know, I mean, we're doing a lot and educators are doing a lot and I'm working and I have family and I have this, just all these excuses. So I said, well, you know what, as a Black educator, I would definitely like for you all to have a program that will, include the parents in the program so that we can get the parents to be engaged. And that's how we're going to help the kids to become more successful. So she is a lot of pushback, right? She didn't want to do it. So the committee member said, well, you know, if you want to take lead of that, we want you to take lead of that. So I said, sure, no problem. This is what they said. I never said, oh, I'm going to take lead. They asked me. I said, sure, no problem. Because she was making all the excuses for the teachers. The teachers, they don't want to do it. They have a lot of things on their plate. These are teachers that are talking to us that just became teachers in the profession, they're not even certified good yet, right? But they're telling veteran teachers, teachers don't want to do that, da-da-da-da. So after I left the meeting, I went to everybody in that building. They were so excited. They were like, thank you so much. We were wondering what was going on. We need to bring. They were so excited. They said, we commit. We want to do. We're going to do that. So I got everybody on board pretty much, right? So because I'm not the chair, we know how to do things in decency and in order. So I sent it back. I saw her and I said, I wrote the email, but I try not to send email outside of work hours. And so I saw her this morning. I said, oh, I just want to let you know that I'm going to send you an email with update. She said, you don't need to send that to me. You need to send it to the principal. I said, well, why am I going to the principal? You all told me that I needed to da-da-da-da-da. Why would I go to the principal? And I'm so glad I did not do it. She was like, oh, yeah, because I went and talked to her. I said, no, I'm going to send it to you. She said, well, I'm going to be honest with you. Because I am not, this is the word she used. Because I'm not in support of the Black History Program in the evening assembly, I don't think, you know what I mean, I'm going to be any benefit to you. I said, no, ma'am, I will be sending it to you. I said, I can copy the principal on the email. So I did that. She responded, and she said, well, I did go to the principal, and the principal said, you know, agree that we could have this program at this time, da-da-da-da-da. So I responded back again. I said, thank you for the information. I said, can you let me know what time they're planning on doing the program? So I asked two questions. She didn't answer it, but the principal answered back and said, the first responder is the chair. And it was just really crazy. I was like, oh, wow. And I'm saying this to say that I am so thankful that I I'm able to go and say, God, you need to lead me and not listen to what man said. Because you heard what she said to me? Oh, no, don't send it to me. Send it to the principal. But what did the principal say in her email? Oh, the first responder is the chair. But I did go to the chair. So I'm going to ask you all to pray for that situation. I realize that when veteran teachers or master's teachers present ideas or present things that we know will allow the kids to become more involved and become more successful, there's a pushback. So I'm going to pray for that spirit. You know, I mean, and I know it has something to do with me, but I said, we're always, and we know that we are not fighting against flesh and blood. And so she wants a reaction from me so badly. And I'm like, okay. You know, she told, I'm just not being honest, even through a meeting I had with her. You know, and I just look and I laugh and I said, God, I'm so thankful that he's working. He's working in me. And so things that you say doesn't bother me. I look at you right now and I was like, okay, because I know that God is going to work it out. So thank you so much, Sister Fowler, for opening up the line. Continue to pray for me. You know, my program started back. I was able to, you know, get a good grade thus far. I have some more assignment that is going to just ask you all to continue to lift me up in prayer as we maneuver through this time. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Uncle.
Well, today I had, good evening, everyone. I just want to say thank you to the Lord for sparing my life, even as we go on the busy highways out there. Today I head out, and on my way down to get in the downtown area, there was an accident, which, you know, it so happened that one taxi took me out of his taxi, put me into another taxi that only had two persons going to the destination that I'm going. And, of course, he just took us on, and he just kept moving. And we discovered there was an accident. But because it was so few of us, he asked, where are you going? What's your final stop? And he was able to go around all the traffic and take the back roads and get there. Now, when I got there, I met one of the persons that I didn't know I was going to meet, but it's someone I knew from childhood. And sure enough, you know, there was a lot of question about my looks, my, you know, what they thought was so amazing to them. They make statements like, I haven't aged or I look the same, you know, that sort of thing. And I give God thanks because I remember the quote in, I think it's in Revelation, where Sister White, referring to the passage that we always read, and she says that the earth promised to the meek will not be like this, darkened with the shadows of death and of curse. There is no disappointment, no sorrow, no sin. No one shall say, I am sick. But there are no burial trains, no mourning, no deaths, no parting. You know, and she went on and on and on. No broken heart. She says, Jesus will be there. Peace will be there. And I remember that. And I didn't know where to find it, but I remember because, you know, every time we get together like now, you know, I see it. And I shared that with the guys first. And then I said, the reason I am the way I am looking that you're describing is because of all the earthly things that God has taken from me, has given me the power, the strength to take from me, even though the evil ones thought they were doing what they think was good to themselves. And then I was able to share that with them, the fact that I eat different from they eat. And they were so amazed. They went out and they bought me some fruits. And they look at what they had. And they were like, man, you know, I'm so sorry we have this. But since we have this, we have to eat it. And then, you know, you need to come and spend, you know, more lunchtime with us so that we can eat differently and stuff like that. And, you know, I was able to have prayer with them and, you know, just encourage them to do a little differently at home, you know, with their families and stuff like that. So I give God thanks for that. What I went for and the purpose for which I went did not work out. And so I concluded that all things work together for good because I trusted God and I know that God had a message for them and a testimony for me to share with those people. And maybe that was the primary reason that he connected us together.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Sister Angelique, for sharing that the praise report. Despite of what you went for, it didn't work that way, but the word of God was a help message, was taught, teach, and I do know that they will really look into themselves and also change their lifestyle. Thank you for sharing. All right. 423-635, your line is open. Thank you again, Sister Angelique.
Amen, amen. Good evening, Sister Paul. Good evening, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Carlin. Amen. I'm here in Tennessee. A blanket of snow is still on the ground from Sunday. So I'm just thanking the Lord, even for the snow, because it has kept me in. I didn't have to go to work, and I don't want to go on the street because there's so many accidents. There's black ice. There's so much going on when the street, there's snow on the street, and it's not cleared, and, you know, so much accidents and people going off the road. So I just thank the Lord for keeping me here at home, and I'm able to sit at his feet and read and learn and catch up on a lot of stuff. Right now I'm cutting some garlic to make an infused honey and garlic to take, you know, infuse it for a while and to take, someone can take it, the syrup, as for cough. And I'm also seeing some garlic has some little stems. So I'm going to plant those. Start them in a container inside and plant them. And I'm also making like a salad dressing, infusing olive oil with rosemary, and I'm going to put some thyme in there and also some basil and some mint in that infused olive oil for, you know, as a salad dressing. And the Lord is so good, brothers and sisters. I've been on different line regarding medical missionary. And I always, maybe once a month or so, I try to do a detox. Sometimes I don't do it, you know, not able to do it that often. But I just want to share this detox for the colon, this detox for the colon with my brothers and sisters. So it's one part, which is one tablespoon of passata sagrada and 1/2 tablespoon of senna powder. These are powder, passata, P-A-S-A-R-S-A-R-A, sagrada, S-A-G-R-A-D-A, and 1/2 teaspoon of cayenne pepper, and 1/8 teaspoon of ginger powder, preferable. So you mix this in warm water, and, you know, 8 ounces or so of warm water, and you drink it in the morning before you eat or anything. And before you have this, you also can have your squeeze a lemon in warm water and drink that, and then you can have this tea. So, and it, you know, gets your colon cleansed and move your bowel. And it, I'm sorry, I'm hearing the feedback. And also, when that happens, it's going to clean the bowel, the colon, and also the body as whole. And parasite is going to be cleansed, also coming out and detaching from where they are. And then we're going to, and heavy metal also, so you're going to need to use some bentonite clay, 1 teaspoon, and 1 teaspoon of charcoal, and also 1 teaspoon of diatomaceous earth, the food grade, and put that in 8 ounces of water, you know, warm water, let the water warm up a little bit, and put that in, mix it together, and then you drink that as 15 minutes after you do the colon cleanser. This is a whole body cleanse to pull the toxin from the body and the heavy metal. So thank you again, Sister Powell, for opening up my line. May God bless my brothers and sisters and stay safe. Jesus is soon to come, and we have to prepare to get our body, our temple in order, and we have to be able to grow our own food, make our own medicine. and share with others. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla. I'm asking you, please, if you could send that to this woman, all right? Sister Carla, when you have time. Right? I didn't get all of it. And my dear beloved, you're going to send out these lists, these remedies, right, so that you can, we can try it and also share with others. Thank you again, my dear sister, and keep safe, you know, because we want you to be safe. Don't be running off the road with the snow.
Right. Amen.
Okay. Yes, my dear beloved, I'm asking you to pray. Number one, we are actually running late, so we just 518-650, your line is open. 518.
Hello. Good evening to everyone. My name is Paulette Barnaby. I'm calling from Albany in New York. God is good. His word is everlasting and his truth endured forever. He's keeping me, guiding me, providing for me. And everything I need, he has not provided. So I'm very thankful to him for what he has been doing in my life and in my family life. We need prayer. Please pray for us so that God may draw us closer to him in this year, a new year. Because it's coming, it's near. We want to be faithful and we want to go home to live with him of eternity. Pray for all of us. Pray for all who that we loving to be kind, to be sharing, and to do what we have to do, just as the Lord will do it to us. I just want to sing my This is my Father's world and all. This is my Father's world, and to my listening ears, all nature sings and round me, a music of the spirit. This is my Father's world, and all. I rest in all the thoughts of rocks and trees, of skies and seas, and the wondrous thought. This is my Father's world. The birds their corals raise, the morning light, the lily white, the fairy maker's praise. This is my Father's world. He shines in all that fair. In the rustling grass, I hear him pass. He speaks to me everywhere. This is my Father's word. Oh, let me ne'er forget that though the wrong is up so strong, God is a ruler, yes. This is my Father's word. Why should my heart be sad? The Lord is King, let the heavens raise, let the earth be glad. And I would like to read Psalm 24. The Lord, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. He hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, or sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that see thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, lift up the everlasting doors. King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? God Almighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift up the everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. O Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name.
O God, the world is your and the fullness thereof, O God, and all of us who dwell in the world, in the earth. Lord, you is the King of glory, Lord of hosts. You is the King of glory, Lord. Help us to have clean hands and pure heart, O God, so that we can enter into your kingdom. Lord, please create in us clean heart and renew right spirit within us. Cast us not away from your presence, Lord. Take not your Holy Spirit from us. But restore unto us the joy of your salvation and uphold us with your free spirit. Touch us, heal us, sanctify us, cleanse us, purge us, anoint us. Take away self, take away attitude, O God. And let your Holy Spirit take full control of us. Lord, in your hand we give ourselves this evening. You know what tomorrow brings, O God, but because we are here today and you are here, we can praise you. To guide us and protect us. Be with this line along, be with this prayer line, O God, and all of us come on this prayer line. Our children, our grandchildren, our brothers and our sisters, O God. All who come on this prayer line, partaking and those who are in the background, Lord, we come because we need a blessing. So Lord Jesus, help us, Lord, to be clean. Help us to walk into so that we can be saved. Heavenly Father, take upon your God and let your will be done on earth in heaven. You can create a new destroy, Lord. You built up on your you love each and every one of us. The bishop of all things that we should be in good health. Wish that we should come to repentance. So Heavenly Father, have your way. Heal the sick, feed the hungry, close the naked, open shelter for the homeless. Be with all the hospitals, the nursing homes, the apartment. I put all the doctors into your hand, all the nurses. Oh God, all the all those who go to and fro. The whole world is yours, oh God. Take over the whole world. Take care of each and every one of us, oh God. Satan is behind our back trying to get us, but into your hand I give all of you tonight, dear God. You're a God who would never fail. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Whatever you said, whatever you do, it is well done. So, Lord, thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your compassion. Thank you for all you have been doing, Lord. I give you thanks, and I pray with thanksgiving. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Your line is open. Your line is open.
Can you hear me, Sister Power?
Yes, I hear you.
Can you hear me? Amen, yes. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Sister Power, hello, hello, my beloved brothers and sisters. How we do, beloved? God is good. He's worthy. He's worthy to be praised, my beloved brothers and sisters. God is an awesome God. He's a mighty God. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He is the Alpha and Omega. And Sister Power and Sister Carla, I'd like to thank God for everything you have done for me and my mother. And my prayer request, Sister Power, is to lift up my mom in prayer. My mom needs a lot of prayer. Don't forget to lift me up too in prayer, Sister Power. And Sister Power, don't forget to lift up Sister Sabrina in prayer, because Sister Sabrina's on the prayer line too. I don't know, again, Sister Sabrina push number one. So listen up, Sister Sabrina in prayer at the moment, Sister Power. I'm lifting up Brother Javel in prayer, that the Lord would change Brother Javel in the name of Jesus. And Sister Power, I'm praying that let me do a word of prayer, Sister Power, for Sister Carla and everyone. Amen. Yes, Lord God, Heavenly Father, Lord, we magnify your name, God. God, we ask you, God, to come bless all of us, Lord. We ask you, God, to strengthen all of us, Lord. We ask God to cover us, God, with your blood, Lord. Oh, God, we want to lift up Sister Stephanie, God, and Sister Power, God, who is hosting the prayer line, Lord. God, we ask God to come bless Sister Stephanie, Lord. We ask God to watch over Sister Stephanie, Father. God, we ask God to come bless Sister Stephanie, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we declare it, Father. We ask God to come deliver Sister Stephanie, God. God, deliver Sister Stephanie, God, deliver Sister Power, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We declare it, Father. Oh, God, we ask God to come bless Sister Power, God, in Jamaica, Lord. We ask God to come watch over Sister Power, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask God to give Sister Power deliverance, Lord. We ask God to give Sister Power the strength, Lord. We ask God to watch over Sister Power, Lord. Watch over Sister Stephanie, God. Oh, God, we want to thank you, God, for what you have done for Sister Stephanie, Lord. Oh, God, we want to lift up Sister Tamiko, God, in a special way too, Lord. We ask God to come bless Sister Tamiko, Lord, and the Marquay, Lord. We ask God to break every chain for Sister Tamiko, God, in Florida, Lord. We ask God to come bless her family members, Lord. We ask God to cover her, God, with your blood, Lord. Oh, God, we want to thank you, God, for what you have done for Sister Tamiko, Lord. Oh, God, we want to thank you, God, for what you have done for her mother, God, Sister Dorothy, Lord. We ask God to bless Sister Dorothy, Lord. We ask God to cover Sister Dorothy, God, with your blood, Lord. Oh, God, we want to lift up her daughter, God, who needs a new job, Lord. We ask God to allow her daughter, God, to work Monday to Thursdays, Lord. God, we ask God to give her daughter a new job, Lord. God, you are the King of Kings, you are the Lord of Lords. God, we ask God to allow Sister Keisha, Lord, to work, Lord, Monday to Thursday, Father. We ask God to come deliver her, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We declare it, Father. We ask God to come deliver her, Lord. Oh, God, we want to lift her Sister Sabrina too, Lord, who's on the prayer line with us, Lord. We ask God to come bless Sister Sabrina, Father. We ask God to allow Sister Sabrina, God, to share a testimony, Lord, on the prayer line, Lord. Allow Sister Sabrina, Lord, to push number one, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Allow Sister Sabrina, God, to share her testimony, Lord, on the prayer line, Lord. Oh, Father, we ask God to come deliver her, Lord. Oh, God, I want to lift up Brother Javel to you, Lord. I'm asking you, God, to change him, Father. I'm asking you, God, to take up that stony heart of his, Lord. Give him a heart of flesh, Lord. God, just like Sister Stephanie and Sister Power say, Lord, give him a heart of flesh, Lord. We ask God to allow him to be obedient, Father. We ask God to allow him to get ready for you, Lord. Oh, God, we ask God to baptize him, Lord, amen, underwater, amen, Father. Baptize him, God, amen, underwater, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen, Lord. Bless, amen, everyone, God. Watch over everyone, Lord. Amen. God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless Sister Stephanie, amen, God, who's coming. Bring the word, Lord. Watch, amen, over her, Lord. Strengthen her, Lord. God, in the name of Jesus, we pray with, amen, thanksgiving. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Eli, for praying for us. 843-206, your line is open. 843-206.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Powell. I just want to give the Lord praise and thanks and honor. Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Sister Tymeco from Florida. But I just want to praise and give the Lord all the praise and honor and glory because he is just so worthy to be praised. He takes such good care of each and every one of us. He has our back in every situation that we go in. So I'm thanking the Lord for everything he has done for me and my family and all of my loved ones. And I also would like to read a scripture here in the book of Psalms.
Verses 1-7.
And it says, God be merciful unto us and bless upon us, Selah.
Everybody, I come out of
the room. We know upon earth. By saving health among all nations, let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee, or let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. Verse 7, God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. So I praise the Lord for everything he has done for us. He has never left our side. He said he loved us all with an everlasting love, and he never leave us nor forsake us. So I'm praising his great and holy name today, and always and I thank him for giving us a precious day of life and health and strength. So thank you, and I do have prayer requests, if I may. I'm asking for prayer requests, my beloved sister, Powell, for you and for your precious Jews in Jamaica, your children and grandchildren, and praying for Sister Stephanie and KJ and Kasha, praying for Sister Pat, who's also from Jamaica, and praying for Sister Rosalyn, and I'm also lifting up Sister Leola and her family, an evening prayer for her. And also I'd like to lift up Brother Eli and his mom Rose and continue prayer for him for Brother Javel. I'm praying for my son Kawan, who's here with me now. And I'm also want to lift up Brother Brian. He came to visit us on Monday so he can go to the camp meeting. So I would like to pray for Brother Brian and pray that he's doing well in Jesus' name. Thank you for opening my line. Sister Power, love you all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Tamiko. I'm asking, my dear beloved, I don't know, we're having a lot of background noise. Please check your phone, and if you're not talking, reacting, mute your phone. Mute your phone. A lot of noise we have been. I don't know if it's technical difficulty, but we're having a lot of background noise. Two 240988. The line is open.
You opening my line again? I mean, I just.
Yes,
what is
yes,
it you wanted me to do?
A prayer because that if we're having a lot of background noise.
Okay. All right. No problem. No problem. Let's bow our heads as we go into prayer. Prayer. Heavenly Father, we bow before you. We're so thankful for the opportunity and the privilege where we can pray. You have heard the cry of the saints. You have heard some of the petition that were open. You have heard some of the petition that were silent. Lord, you know each and every person's heart. We're not going to belabor them again. We're just going to touch and agree, and we're just going to ask you, Heavenly Father, as you tabernacle with us today, we pray that you will allow us to do things in decency and in order. We pray, Lord, that you will bound up the spirit that is causing dissension, that is allowing the open feedback, and we know that that's the enemy. But we pray, Lord, that our eyes will be stayed upon you. We pray, Lord, that you will infuse us with your Holy Spirit today so that we will be able to glean more of you. We will be able to be more like you. We'll be able to think and our actions will be connected to the example through your Son, Jesus Christ. Be with each and every person on this line. I ask you, Heavenly Father, to be with Sister Powell. As I'm listening to her, I came on the line at 81, and I'm like, I heard Sister Angelita talk about being, they're looking at her and they're saying she doesn't look like she's aged. I'm listening to this voice of this 81-year-old woman, and I'm empowered. I was tired before I came in. I have a lot of work that I need to do, but I was invigorated hearing the fact that she's willing to do God's work. And so I pray that God will strengthen her as she is hosting this line. I pray that, Lord, you will be with her so that she'll be able to maneuver the line tonight, Heavenly Father. And I pray that you will use me, touch my lips with coal, so that the message that you have for your people is one that will be pressed in our ears. It will be stirring in our hearts so that we will be able to be like you. Be with each and every person that is experiencing bereavement. I pray for the Williams family, one of my coworker who was funeralized today. I pray that you will comfort his family. I pray for Sister Leola as she's experiencing bereavement. I pray for each and every person. I pray, Lord, for healing, for individuals that are seeking for healing. Lord, we need a touch from you. Forgive us of our sins. Forgive us of our shortcomings. I heard about, I think, Tony and Taiwan. Heavenly Father, you are the great healer. You are the great I am. You are the author and the finisher. So we know that there's nothing that is too hard that you can't do. And so I bless your name. I give you honor and I give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for praying. Thank everyone for sharing. Just a while ago in the midst, we have our young farmer. He just came in. And, you know, he is so faithful. Today while we were here, I think he went up on the in the farm and he picked some ackee. We have lunch together and he left that he is going down to make some dinner for his pup. And he told me that he was coming back up to the prayer meeting. And my dear beloved, while we were hearing a while ago, he walks in, right? I think around 5 minutes to seven, eight, right? And he is here. So I'm just going to let him just say greetings to everyone. And then the next voice you will hear is from the speaker. And if there is anyone else on the line who would like to share, please to identify yourself by putting up your hand that we can know that you want to share, right? So we're just going to let our young farmer just bring greetings from Kingston, Jamaica, and to let us know that he is doing well in the farm.
Good night, everyone. Giving thanks. Yes, giving thanks for another Thursday, another blessing. Yes, yes, we come through here because a lot of things is happening, but we're giving thanks same way. Yeah, keeping out of trouble and what is what and keep the farm going and the animals and such. Yeah, so give thanks for another Thursday. Give thanks for everybody. Bless
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. All right. Thank you, Toby, for sharing. Thank you, Sister Angelie, to be around. So we have company. We have a little team here. So we just want to thank everyone who joined and also who share. And now is the time I'm asking, my dear beloved, get your Bible, King James Version Bible, and also your tablet, your pen, and your paper, so that you can take some notes and to listen to the word of God. And we know that the ministry of healing here that we have here is a treasure house for each one of us. And we know that every Thursday we join. And I would like to read just this little chapter, Sister Stephanie,
Sister Carla have been placing these little quotes, Health Reform Thursday night, and I would like just to share a few verses from it. It is said, when sanctification is impossible, it says a large proportion of all the infirmities that affect the human family are the result of our own wrong habits because of their willing ignorance, right? So some of the sickness that we have, it comes because of us. The things that we are not doing, we are not being obedient to God's health law. It said, of all their disregard of the light which God has given in relation to the laws of their being, it is not possible for us to glorify God while living in a violation of the law of life. The heart cannot possibly maintain consecration to God.
Mr. Powell? Can you all hear me? Sister Powell seemed like, as she said, she's experiencing some technical difficulties. Sister Tamika, are you able to text me to let me know if you're hearing me so that I could pick up? Are you all hearing me? I'm not sure. Sister Powell? I think I need to try to get on. Let's see.
Sister Stephanie, 240-988, your line is open.
Yes, Sister Powell, seems like you're experiencing some technical difficulties. You're going in and out the line, so we're not hearing you. I think you think you might be talking, and we're hearing you.
I was out. I have to just call in a while ago. I just got blackout.
Yeah, that's okay. That's what we thought. I was trying. I was getting ready to go on to see how I can maneuver. All right. Amen. And amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much again for this opportunity to come and to hear the praise report, hear the testimonies, hear the songs and the scriptures, and just what you have done. Heavenly Father, when I think about what you have done in my life, when I think what you have been to me, I am so unworthy. But Lord, you have seen it fit to be able to fashion us, Heavenly Father, so that we can be a little bit more like you. And so as we are going into this study, pray that you will hide me, and I pray that you will allow your Holy Spirit to speak through me. We bless your name. We give you honor. We give you glory. And I thank you, God. It is just such a blessing to hear my nephew on the line. I pray that you will continue to pour out your favor on him. But I pray, Lord, that you will worry and trouble his heart so that he will fully surrender his all as you have a mighty work for him to do. We bless your name. We give you honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. All right, so I am going to go into two parts. We're not going to be here for very long. So this is going to be a little mini sermonette. So get your writing utensils. As Sister Paul said, I'm reading from the Ministry of Healing. If there's any scripture that comes to your mind as we're going through it, write it down, and we will give you the opportunity. Brief. You know, I try to end one thing on this Thursday night prayer line. We try to end before 9 o'clock, all right? On the crisp of 9 o'clock, okay? And so we know that your time is valuable, and so we are definitely one to be able to utilize that and to make sure that we are being mindful of that. Amen. So I am in the ministry of healing, healing of the soul. All right. Healing of the soul. And so I'm going to read, I give unto you power. Did God promise us power? And you can find the scripture, right? He says, do not give you power to walk on scorpions. Everybody knows scorpion is dangerous, right? But what does the scorpion represent, right? What does a scorpion represent? So think about it. Think about the hardship. Think about the trials and the tribulation that you go through in life. God says that he has given you power to walk all over that. Amen? And I'm telling you, I told you, I said I was in a meeting. I was in the meeting, you know, with my administrator, and she was just going on, and I was just looking at her like, you know, and I'm so thankful. I know it's God, because the old me would have been like, blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? I was like, listen, you know, whatever. I just was writing down the notes, and she was like, yeah, everybody's coming in. You just so calm. Yeah, that's what, you know, being with God means, right? And I'm thankful, right? I have a peace, right? Even within my storm, even not knowing how I'm going to be able to make it to the next day or move from this and move from that. I mean, I right now, currently, I have two mortgages that I'm paying. I told you all about the property that I have down there in Georgia that, you know, they dismantle it and, you know, just wreck the place. But I'm telling you, beloved, God is working it out. I have peace. I have peace because God said he has given me power to walk on the scorpion. He has given me power to move and cast the mountains, my situation, into the ocean. So why do I need to worry? If he told me that the weapons that are going to be, that are forming, it says if he promised that it's going to form, but he says it's not going to come against you. It's not going to prosper. So I heard Sister Angelina talking about it. We are followers of Christ. And when we come up against the wall, when we come up against the wave, when we come up against the demons, it is written. And I'm telling you, as Sister Tamika often said, basic instruction before leaving earth. So it don't matter what you're going through. You could flip through that and say, okay, all right. And it will give you strength. It will give you peace. And what makes the enemy upset, and I think that's why, you know, my administrator is annoyed, because yesterday she came in and, you know, she asked me a question and I gave an honest answer, right? She was like, you know, are you all doing the benchmark tomorrow? I said, I don't know. I don't know what you all doing in here. No, seriously. I said, I don't know what you all doing here. And it was just, it came out. Because that's really what I was thinking. I was like, every day I go in, I don't know what they're doing, right? It's something. It's always, you know, you leave and they say they're doing this. They come back. It's something else. And they love to throw this word about flexibility and being on. It's foolishness. It's foolishness. There are certain things that must be routine. There are certain things that not every day you're going to have a flexibility where you're doing this and that and all over the place. Because why? God is a God of order. God is a God of decency. So we within ourselves can't just do whatever we want to do when we want to do it, because God is a God of order, and he's a God of principle, and he's a God of decency. Okay? So when I'm going in and today you're doing this and tomorrow you're doing, I mean, I just feel, if I feel confused, think about how else the children feel, right? But we have a God that we can get peace even when the storm is going around, even when it seems chaotic there, even when you're like, what is it y'all are doing? When you glean, when you go and when you ask, and I pray and I say, God, help me, you know, and stuff come out of my mouth in the class, I'm telling you, because it says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And I was like, oh, Lord Jesus, I need your help now. And I said it in front of the whole class. And they were like, oh, this is what they said, oh, You said a bad word. I said, what kind of bad word I said? They were like, you said Lord Jesus. I said, yeah, I'm going to call on my Lord Jesus. I said, I could say Lord Jesus, and I'm going to say it again. Lord Jesus, help me. And then the kids started, the other one, like, she could say Lord Jesus. Jesus is the Son of God. They started their own little conversation. It wasn't anything that I prescribed. I didn't come up. It just happened, right? And I was like, Lord Jesus, help me. Okay, and it just came out. And they were like, you know, and some of the kids chimed in. They were like, yeah, Jesus is the Son of God. She could say that. And I made it clear. I told them, I said, I could say that. Okay, you don't say, I could say that. Okay, because sometimes that's all you can say. That's all you need to say. It says what? The Holy Spirit does what? Is that the Holy Spirit will convert even your moans and your groans so that it becomes audible, so that it becomes clear to our Heavenly Father. How awesome is that? So let's not get caught up in the strife, in the schism that the demon is going to bring away, but let's rejoice within it, within. Amen? And so we're going to go into, I give unto you power. Do you feel that, beloved? Do you believe that? All right, here we go. As we dive into this portion. All right, here we go. It says, and I'm on page 94. I give unto you power. Like the 12 apostles, the 70 disciples whom Christ sent forth later received supernatural endowment as a seal of their mission. I'm going to read that again. Do y'all want supernatural power? Huh? Continue to get intimate with God. Continue to surrender. Continue to let him use you. Right? There's a song. I can't sing. Tamika sings the song. Send me. Allow when you hear his voice, say, send me, God, I'm ready. Amen. Like the 12 apostles, the 70 disciples whom Christ sent forth later received supernatural endowments as a seal of their mission. When their work was completed, they returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Jesus answered, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Luke 10, verse 17 through 18. Henceforth, Christ's followers are to look upon Satan as a what? As a conquered foe. Amen? So you need to say, okay, all right, I'm going to sit King Jesus on you. All right. I'm going to King Jesus. That's why I said that in the classroom. Help me. Lord Jesus, help me. Amen? I was sending my Savior to fight the battle with that dirty old serpent. It says, up on the cross, Jesus was to gain the victory for them, that victory he desired them to accept as their own. And how is that, how is this connected to health? To health, you may ask. If we surrender our stresses and our cares and our heavy burden to God, what is going to happen? We're going to have less stress, right? We're going to become healthier. Because we're not worrying, anxiety gone, panic attack gone, depression gone, high blood pressure gone. Because you're going to, what the word of God says? A merry heart, do it good like a medicine. So once we lay those things at the feet of God and really truly believe that he's able to handle it and to be victorious over it, your skin becomes supple. Your blood becomes very oxygenated and nice, bright red, right? You're breathing better. You can rest better, right? All of those things are going to help you health-wise. You're able to encourage others. So not only is it going to help you, it's going to help others, and you're going to be a testimony. you're going to be a test because you have gone through the test and you can share, and then that is going to be able to encourage somebody that maybe experienced or might have been experienced or might have experienced what you have gone through. Amen? So it says, henceforth, Christ's followers are to look upon Satan as a conquered foe. Upon the cross, Jesus was to gain the victory for them, that victory he desired them to accept as their own. Behold, he said, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. Oh, my goodness. Look at the Holy Spirit. I didn't even know this is where we were going to go. Amen. And we started off with this. I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. Come on now. And over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Verse 9. Nothing. It don't matter what you're going through on the job, in your home, in your family life. It doesn't matter. Because God says that he has given you power. It has no charge over you. And it will not hurt you. Verse 19. The omnipotent power of the Holy Spirit is the defense of every contrite soul. All right? So we need to make sure that we have asked God for forgiveness. We don't have anything in our heart. Okay? Because then that now blocks the blessings and all of the power that God wants to give to us to be able to overcome the enemy. It says, no one who in penitence and faith has claimed his protection will Christ permit to pass under the enemy's power. Let me read that again. The omnipotent power of the Holy Spirit is the defense of every contrite soul. No one who in penitence and faith has claimed his protection will Christ permit to pass under the enemy's power. It is true that Satan is a powerful being, but thank God we have a mighty Savior who cast out the evil one from heaven. Satan is pleased when we magnify his power. Why not talk of Jesus? Why not magnify his power and his love? The rainbow of promise encircling the throne on high is an everlasting testimony that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. How can you acquire everlasting life? You got to believe, right? You got to believe in him. Amen? John 3, verse 16. It testifies to the universe that God will never forsake his children in the struggle with evil. When I was growing up, you would hear them say never, but listen to what it says here. God will never forsake his children in the struggle with evil. Amen. It is an assurance to us of strength and protection as long as the throne itself shall endure. This one, Ministry of Healing, but this section that I read is entitled Healing of the Soul. Do you want your soul to be healed? Right? And if your soul is healed, is your body going to heal? Right? Absolutely. Amen. All right. It is an assurance to us of strength and protection as long as the throne itself shall endure. And now I'm going to move into save to serve. It says, go and show how great things God had done for you. I remember when I was growing up, and I think when I was big too, I used to always have this conversation with my mother, and I was like, why is it Seventh-day Adventist people, you go to the church and they look so mean. Their faces are so mean. And I'm like, you all have the light and you all look like darkness. I used to say to my mother a lot when I was little. And I said it too when I was big, right? We cannot call ourselves followers of Christ and Christians, and we are mean. We're gloomy. We always look blue. We're worrying about everything. No. We are to be joyous and joyful. Amen. Even within our stomach, I'm telling you, at my job, they're looking, they're like, how do you, you know what I mean, how do you maneuver? And I told you, she ran after me, right? So you know she knows what I'm doing. She knows. You're going to give me a 2.5? I was like, okay, I'm fine. Because you know what time of day it is. You do know what time of day it is. So I'm not going to play games with you. Because you know what? God has ordained me in this ministry. And really, I want my credential to come from God, not from man. Amen? All right. So we're going to go into Saved to Serve. And the portion that I want to read is... kind of move my book a little bit. Let me get my little bookmark together. All right, here we go. This is the part that I want. My praise shall be continually of thee, right? My praise is going to be continually on my lips of thee. That is what I want. Amen. Amen. And even through the storm, I'm telling you, even through the trials, even through the hiccups, even through the mess, even through the test, I'm going to praise God. Amen. It says, after the woman of Capernaum had been healed by the touch of faith, Jesus desired her to acknowledge the blessing she had received. The gifts which the gospel offers are not to be secured by stealth or enjoyed in secret. When God bless you, when God has healed you, when God has done some things for you, I told you I can't sing, but I can talk, right? You need to give him the praise. You need to let everybody know. You need to blow the trumpet, right? Because he says whatever you pray for in secret, he's going to reward you and he's going to allow it to come out in the open. And so our duty is to ensure that we're giving God praise. I'm telling you, my nephew that I heard on the line, it's been several years, and he wasn't as cognizant in terms of being focused, right, as to what he wanted to do. And I remember coming down, I went down to Jamaica, and he and I had conversation. I was like, okay, what is it you want to do? And I'm like, you know, and we were able to give good counsel. And I said, I gave him a book. Because this is when you know people are serious. Because a lot of times they come to me with ideas all the time. It's just something, you know. And I said, okay, you know, you're serious. Here's the book. And I want you to put down all of your ideas. You know what I mean? What is it you want to do? And if he's listening, he's going to come on in and attest. And at first, he didn't do it, right? Tell the truth and shame the devil. And I was like, where are we with that? And I wouldn't give him any more of my time, per se. Like, you know, because, I mean, time is precious, right? And I'm like, you playing games, right? I gave him the book. I gave him everything that he needed to get started. And I'm telling you, I am so proud of him now. It took him a minute, but with prayers, he's able to stay the course, right? And he started out, and he was doing his thing, and all of that. He has a passion for farming, and he has a passion for natural, right, natural food and natural juice. And he made it and, you know, and was moving forward and is moving forward. And so we are to be able to plant the seed. We are to be able to help individuals to kind of see what is it they're able to do, kind of what is your purpose? What is it you like to do? Amen? That is what we're called to do, to encourage, right, to let them know that God has given you a gift. And you are to use the gift to give him glory and give him honor. So I've seen him. He did, you know, he does natural juicing from scratch. And then, you know, he started talking to me about farming. I was like, okay, what you going to do? How are we going to maneuver this? Another little seed again. And he's now very much in tune in farming and knowledgeable and want to learn more. And he's doing a great job where He's supplying Sister Powell and others with food. He has peppers, and I'm telling him, I was like, okay, you know what I mean? How much profit? You know, and he knows when Auntie comes. I'm going to ask these questions because it's like the parable, right? You were given talent. What did you do with them? Did you bury them or did you use them to multiply? Right? Were you good steward? Okay? And so I just wanted to point that out, that that is our responsibility. We should be planting, implanting, and infusing what God has done for us to everyone that you come in contact with. They should be sick of us talking about what God has done for us. So it says, the gift which the gospel offers are not to be secured by stealth or enjoyed in secret. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God, Isaiah 43, verse 12. Our confession of his faithfulness is heaven's chosen agency for revealing Christ to the world. We are to acknowledge his grace as made known through the holy men of old. But that which will be most effectual is the testimony of our own experience. We are witnesses for God as we reveal in ourselves the working of a power that is divine. Every individual has a life distinct from all others and an experience differing essentially from theirs. God desires that our praise shall ascend to him, marked with our own individuality. These precious acknowledgments to the praise of the glory of his grace, when supported by a Christ-like life, have an irresistible power that works for the salvation of souls. It is for our own benefit to keep every gift of God fresh in our memory. By this means, faith is strengthened to claim and to receive more and more. There is greater encouragement for us in the least blessing we ourselves receive from God than in all the accounts we can read of the faith and experience of others. I'm going to read that again. There is greater encouragement from God than in all the accounts we can read of the faith and experience of others. The soul that responds to the grace of God shall be like a watered garden. His health shall spring forth speedily. His light shall rise in the obscurity, and the glory of the Lord shall be seen upon him. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits towards me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vow unto the Lord, yea, in the presence of all his people. Psalms 116, verse 12 through 14, Revised Version. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. Psalms 104, verses 33 through 34. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all his praise? Psalms 106, verse 2. Call upon his name. Make known among the people his doings. Sing unto him. Sing praises unto him. Psalms 105, verses 1 through 2, Amplified Revised Version. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Psalms 105, verse 103. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed, and meditate on thee in the night watches, for thou hast been my help, and in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. Psalm 63, 3 through 7. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid. What can man do unto me? Thy vows are upon me. O God, I will render thank offerings unto thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Hast thou not delivered my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? Psalm 56, 11 through 13, Amplified Revised Version. O thou Holy One of Israel, my lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul which thou hast redeemed. My tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long. Thou art my trust from my youth. My praise shall be continually of thee. Psalms 71, 21 through 24, 5 through 6. Freely ye have received, freely give. Right? There's a scripture that says it's better to what? It's better to give than to receive. The gospel invitation is not to be narrowed down and presented only to a selective few, who we suppose will do us honor if they accept it. The message is to be given to all. When God blesses his children, it is not alone for their own sake, but for the world's sake. As he bestowed his gifts on us, it is that we may multiply them by imparting. By what? By imparting. The Samaritan woman who talked with Jesus at Jacob's well and no sooner found the Savior than she brought others to him. She proved herself a more effective missionary than his own disciples. The disciples saw nothing in Samaria to indicate that it was an encouraging field. Their thoughts were fixed upon a great work to be done in the future. They did not see that right around them was a harvest to be gathered. But through the woman, who they despised, a whole cityful were brought to hear Jesus. She cried the light at once to her countrymen. The woman represents the working of practical faith in Christ. Every true disciple is born into the kingdom of God as a missionary. I'm going to read that again. Every true disciple is born into the kingdom of God as a missionary, not only a regular missionary, but also a medical missionary. Amen. I heard all of these wonderful health tips that you are giving. Mine was charcoal. I looked at my, I was looking at my lips. I think I ate something. You know what I mean? As I'm getting older and I eat things, I start having these reactions. And I looked at my lips and I was like, wait a minute. And I immediately went into my cupboard and I took some charcoal and I put it on my lips and I matted it with some castor oil. And then I put some in some water and I drank it because I knew something is in my body that needs to be gone. And so I drank it and it was gone. Amen. It was gone, right? So we need to know our body. I went to my chiropractor and the masseuse who kind of, you know, because you got to have those things. It helps to rid the body from toxin. And she said, let me tell you, she said, your body is moving much better, right? And I told her, I said, I'm more in tune with my body, right? I'm able to feel and, okay, this is not, okay, I need to take this step. I need to do this. And I was telling her about my hydrotherapy. She was like, what is that? I said, I do a cycle of hot and cold series, I do like 7 to 8, you know, in the morning. So for me, I have my routine down to the minute, right? So I need about 20 minutes to do my treatments with my hydrotherapy in the morning. And yesterday, I'm going to tell you this, beloved, I came out of the house because, you know, one of my educator friends was coming to my house to get something. And I did my hydrotherapy and stuff, and I'm telling you, I didn't even feel the cold. I didn't feel it. And I ran outside. I didn't have my coat on. I thought I did. But I didn't feel the cold, and I didn't get sniffy. I didn't get any of that, right? You know why? Because remember, the hot water opens the pore, right? Right? Our skin is the largest organ on our body. And then the cold water closes it back up, right? And so because I'm doing that, my immune system is boosting. You know, our little cells love that, right? And so, as I said, I employ the water and the lemon. I do my elderberry. I do my cayenne pepper, all of those things. And I'm telling you, man, I felt warm. And normally, you know, I mean, I feel chilly often, but I have not for a long time now because I'm doing the hydrotherapy treatment as well. So I just want to say, and I ran out without any coat, and it was cold. It was snowing. I heard Sister Carla talking about snow in her neck of the woods, but we had snow. We had the school closure on Tuesday, and then we have 2-hour delay yesterday. And then today, I think I did get a message in, but I'm not sure. I need to check it. We might be off tomorrow again. I love teaching in the area that I'm teaching. I'm sorry. I lived in New York for a long time. I went to school in New York. I wouldn't want to work in New York anymore. And I wouldn't want to attend school in New York anymore because they really don't close school down. So, yeah, so I think that we're going to get a little extra treat tomorrow. All right. And so I just wanted to share some of those, you know, remedies as I'm talking about it that we're able to use to help rid our bodies from these ailments that we may experience as well. And then when we have a merry heart, when we praise God, right, all the time through the storms and through the battles that we go through, we know that we are going to have some kind of wonderful experience to be able to share with others. And we're going to gain healing from that. Right? We're going to gain healing. You're happier. Right? That's healing from depression. Okay? You're happier. You're not anxious. Right? You're not agitated easy. Okay? That is healing right there. All right? So it says, no sooner does he come to know the Savior than he desires to make others acquainted with him. The saving and sanctifying truth cannot be shut up in his heart. He who drinks of the living water becomes a fountain of life. Did I skip something, Sister Bo? No, we're good. Because it says the woman there. Yeah, we were talking about the woman representing practical faith. I think I actually went back and reread, but that's okay. The saving, sanctified truth cannot be shut up in his heart. He who drinks of the living water. What? He will drink of the living water becomes a fountain of life. Amen. The receiver becomes a giver. The grace of Christ in the soul is like a spring in the desert, welling up to refresh all and making those who are ready to perish eager to drink of the water of life. That is what we're supposed to do. We are supposed to let people know and become eager to drink of the water of life from our Heavenly Father. In doing this work, a greater blessing is received than if we work merely to benefit ourselves. It is in working to spread the good news of salvation that we are brought near to the sea. I'm going to read that again. It is in working to spread the good news of salvation that we are brought near to the Savior. Of those who receive his grace, the Lord says, I will make them and the places round about my hill a blessing, and I will cause the shower to come down in its season. There shall be showers of blessings. Ezekiel 34, verse 26, Amplify Revised Version. So, Sister Powell, I'm going to stop here. I will pick up the next in due time. I pray that you all were blessed. I pray that whatever you're going through, you will purpose in your heart, that you will have praises on your lips continually. You will purpose in your heart that God has saved you to serve him. You will purpose in your heart that it's better to give than to receive. you will purpose in your heart that you will maintain no matter the trial, no matter the tribulation, you will maintain a merry heart, which do it good like a medicine from head to toe. Heavenly Father, we bow before you. We're thankful for this opportunity, Lord. You just strengthened me with the word. This word was for me. And so I thank you for your rich food, your word. I pray that our heart will be changed. I pray, Lord, that we will leave here, not just hear of the word, but doer. We will leave here engaged. We will leave here knowing that we burning to spread the gospel, burning to let people know that I'm a child of God. You have given me power to overcome. You have given me power to cast mountains into the ocean. You have given me power to breathe life. We bless your name. We give you honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Sister Powell, I'm not sure she's kicked off. If you would like to ask any query or any feedback or commentary, if you have a scripture that came to your mind, we are at 8:54. Amen and amen.
Anyone have any query or question of the reading tonight? We are asking you to share. As I was listening to the reading, my dear beloved, it said the gospel invitation is not to be narrowed,
yes,
right, down and presented only to a selected few. The gospel invitation is for every nation, kindred, tongues, and people. And that is the good news that God wants us to present, our three angel message to the world. And in with what we have been studying tonight, my dear beloved, the health reform message, that is the right arm to the gospel, so that we will be willing and obedient to carry this message to everyone who we come contact with, right? So this is really, he says, freely you have received, freely we should give. And also, Sister Stephanie, that this gospel message is free of charge, no cost, not something that we can buy at the store. This is what the Lord gave unto us, and we here have to carry it out to the world. Okay?
Amen, amen. And I want to add to what Sister, my dear sister here just said, because the first scripture that was used there in Luke 10, you know, came the spirit of prophecy note here from Desire of Ages that says the lesson is no less needed in this world today to fell from the lips, as fell from the lips of Jesus. Selfishness and cold formality, because if we look at how we operate in general, you can see that we operate with selfishness and cold formality. We do what we are expected to do. And his word says, have well nigh extinguished the fire of love and dispelled the graces that should make fragrance the character. And he says, unless there is practical self-sacrifice for the good of others in the family circle, in the neighborhood, in the church, and wherever we may be, then whatever our profession, we are not Christians. And the last part of it that we went through, it said, those who receive are to impart to others. That's a command. We receive, freely we receive, we should freely give. From every direction are coming calls for help. God calls upon men to minister gladly to their fellow men. Immortal crowns are to be won. That's it, sister.
Amen. Amen. You want to answer, Sister Stephanie?
Oh, no, no, no. I mean, no. I mean, that is exactly what we just talked about. I couldn't have said it any better.
Okay. All right. Anyone else, my dear beloved, we are having some fresh bread from heaven, and God is expecting us as the representatives to take these messages out to the world. Anyone else would like to share some of the gems that you have received tonight? Anyone else? Anyone have put up their hand? These hands was there, right? All right. All right, my dear beloved. We have one more minute. If you guys want to share something that you did not understand, we are seeing those already. You can place your hand. All right. All right, baby. We just want to thank Sister Stephanie for that presentation. And my dear beloved, we are asking you to go back to check it out, Ministry of Healing. And the chapter was saved to serve, right? That was one part of these. That was one part of it, a faith to serve
and healing,
healing of the soul and faith to serve. We can read these lessons, and these lessons will help us to gear ourselves in the work that is ahead of us so that we can be mindful, right, and to be willing and ready to do God's will. He's calling us, right, out there, and he wants us to present his character to those who we met. All right, my dear, we will close now. And remember, please, tomorrow is the Sabbath. We are asking our brothers and sisters, let us join, you know, the Sabbath lesson to study, to bring in the Sabbath. And Sister Carla will be the host tomorrow night, and Sunday night will be Sister Leola last day event. So we are asking our brothers and sisters, let us invite some other people, some other brothers on the line, you know, would like our line to continue, and also those who used to be on the line, let us lift them up in prayer, and we can call, give them a call, you know, because we do not know what is happening to most of our brothers and sisters. So I just want to thank everyone tonight for who joined, and we are going to close. You guys have a blessed night, and the hearts of the angels to guide us and to wake us up tomorrow morning, preparation day, so that we can be prepared and ready to bring in the Sabbath tomorrow evening. So we're going to offer a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we come once more. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your blessing. And thank you for your command. Help us, Lord, that we will be willing servant to go out and carry out your message, not just to our few friends, but to all those who we will come contact with. Bless us, Lord, we pray. Pour your sweet Holy Spirit upon us. Help us, Lord, that we will keep our eyes fixed upon you. Thank you for everything that you have promised us and provided for us. And help us to look to you in all our ways and in everything we do. We present those who are seeking a job, Lord, at this time. You know every need. Those, dear Father, who are in financial problem, you told us that the cattle upon the hills belongs to you, and the silver and gold. Those who are mourning at this time, we ask you to comfort. Let your will be done. Father, those who are on the street, Lord, doing evil, just like the man with the demonic spirit, when he met you, Lord, you were able to cast out those spirits. So, Lord, you are able to cast out those who are demonic spirits out there. So we ask you to touch each heart and help us, Lord, to be faithful. Pour your spirit upon our children, our grandchildren, our sons and our daughter. Pour your spirit upon our leaders, minister, conference leaders, brothers and sisters, Lord, the church, Lord, that you have built on the true foundation. And we are your children who build up the church. Pour your spirit upon us, we pray. Bless us, we pray, in Jesus' loving name, with thanksgiving. Amen and amen. Yes, my dear beloved, good night. We are closing with this song. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Amen and amen. Good night, my dear beloved. You can't just touch a line. Kevin asleep, going on your bed. Good night, Kevin. Kevin, Godfather asleep. Kevin,
yes.
Come go on your bed. Tomorrow, Papa. Go on your bed, Kevin. You're not doing the program done. Kevin, fast asleep, you're not George Snow. Yes, Kevin, go on to your bed. You defeat the dog?
Yeah, I'm feeding mom.
Tomorrow. Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, yeah.
Young
man. Huh? 9 o'clock, me tired. Me go sleep.
I mean that call and hope he comes back when he's back.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for calling Batman.
So sorry about that.
I
didn't
get a chance to call.
Come, Kevin, go sleep.
I know
I go sleep.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Boy, I told you what, and she licked me as well. It's pain because they were like they can't never read, right? Or so.
Mm-hmm.
And then come in about and she said, you be gone. If you ever think from one issue, this is the thing that they did. She said, I ain't started. And my mother said, what? The mother tell you that when you get to me on the right, you must go find it.
Yeah. Give him a good lick.
Eh?
Give him a good lick.
Yeah, she give him a good lick. Yes, can me even give him the ice pack and he take it. And I put pan in him, right or so? Right or so?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Me say, no, you can't lick him so.
Yeah, baby like that.
Eh?
He's a baby.
Of course.
He's a little baby. No matter how he's my baby, my baby.
Eh?
No matter how he's my baby, my baby.
Yes, in small and her.
Yeah. Oh, a little baby.
Yeah.
Lord, I thank you.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, ma. Oh, for a little... Mm-hmm. What are
that? Oh, no, I mean, I'm no hope attorney. I'm an attorney company. I wonder sometimes I come here and think water's on.
Eh?
I'm thinking maybe sometimes I come here and do it. See?
And this morning you leave. Leave the pipe in there on.
Well,
yes, as I go to you going, we hear the bathroom pipe. The basin. We hear the water. People, Mrs. Enough water, it look like it is gone. And then it just come back, your car come back, but it was running heavy.
When we leave or after?
Eh?
Before we leave?
Yes, it wasn't here, Kevin.
No.
Because Kevin out and say she think anything of you the inside.
No, but what I'm saying is this morning I did not use it, did I?
Well, the pipe was open, Mommy, and I use it. The basin.
But sometimes you come around and water the wrong issue, you know.
Yes, basin.
Sometimes we come out and we hear
yes,
water.
Yes, well, we never use. Well, sometimes the pipe may be leave
yes,
open
like,
and we don't realize it.
Like water is not here.
Well, yes, when the water in there and when water come on, so we have to try to lock the pipe. So just lock it when, yeah. All right, time now we're later from morning.